Chapter 9. Should the question of Social Security's solvency motivate me to take benefits as soon as I can? One of the most frequent arguments I hear in favor of taking Social Security early is that the Social Security system will soon run out of money, and if you don't take your benefits early, you will end up losing them. Of course, there is no guarantee that this will not happen, but let's look at the question from two perspectives. One, the overall viability of the Social Security system, and two, the viability of Social Security over your lifetime, even if you delay benefits. First the conclusion, then the analysis. The problems facing Social Security's funding are real. Without significant changes, millennials and perhaps even Gen Xers might find it difficult to collect full benefits. But it is unlikely that any changes will punish the current generation of 62 to 70-year-olds who choose to delay their application. Though there will inevitably be changes, and those changes could be detrimental, again, I don't think you would be hurt by waiting. Let's look at the long-term viability of the Social Security system. No expert would say that the program is perfectly sound and nobody should worry at all. It's no secret why Social Security has significant long-term problems. As baby boomers continue to retire, stop paying into the program, and begin collecting benefits, the trust that funds the program will gradually deplete until it is in the red. One thing is clear. As it is currently structured, whether projecting 25 years ahead or longer, measuring the program's unfunded liabilities, projected future benefits unmatched by the funds held in the Social Security Trust Fund, indicates that Social Security will not be able to deliver full benefits to future recipients. That said, it is highly unlikely that the federal government will completely renege on its commitment to senior citizens. If for no other reason, it would not be politically feasible. What is much more likely is that Social Security's funding and benefit structure will be modified and renegotiated to prevent insolvency. For example, when the program was struggling with what the Reagan administration deemed a financing crisis, Congress passed a set of adjustments to the system through the Social Security Reform Act of 1983. The changes enacted through that legislation went into effect gradually. For example, because of that 1983 reform, the full retirement age, FRA, will rise from 66 now to 67 in 2027. Future adjustments to benefits, such as slightly lowering cost of living adjustments or further modifying the retirement age, are inevitable. But there are two good reasons why you should not change your strategy because of potential changes if you are currently at or near retirement age. One, modifications to benefits tend to include provisions that prevent them from applying to the current generation of retirees. As Andy Landis, Social Security expert and author of Social Security: The Inside Story, said in a recent article for CBS's Money Watch, quote, "Nearly all reforms on the table will apply to younger generations, not those currently retiring." Two, while reform is inevitable, that doesn't mean it will happen now or anytime soon. Short term, Social Security has the funds required to operate at its current level for the next 16 years. Given that, Social Security experts agree that Social Security's financial woes and/or the specter of future reform should not influence baby boomers' decisions about deferring or collecting benefits early. Larry Kotlikoff, co-author of the best-selling book Get What's Yours, The Revised Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security, and frequent contributor to PBS's Money Sense, recently published advice he gave to a woman born in 1960. In a nutshell, he told her that it is highly unlikely that benefit reductions will happen in time to have any effect on the benefits she will receive. Moreover, even if changes to the existing structure are passed, she and others her age or older will likely be grandfathered against any cuts to their benefits. Likewise, Andy Landis urges people at or near retirement age to, quote, "calm down and follow your best plan for claiming Social Security benefits," end quote. Far from advising retirees to collect benefits now, experts are actively urging retirees to delay benefits. This January, the National Bureau of Economic Research released a working paper entitled The Power of Working Longer, which touts the benefits of deferring Social Security benefits. The working paper affirms the author's conclusion, drawn in an earlier collaborative working paper, that for many retirees, collecting early is a boondoggle, which can cost some of those families upwards of hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost benefits. On her website, aimed at providing valuable information about Social Security to financial advisors, Elaine Floyd, a Social Security expert whose advice I highly respect, argues that now, with some new rules and deadlines going into effect this year, 2018, and more changes on the horizon, it is an important time to provide boomers with, quote, good strategies for boosting their retirement income, including building delayed retirement credits, end quote. It's very likely that future benefit reductions will protect the additional benefits that accrue to people who defer taking benefits until at least age 70. Rather than reducing the delayed retirement credits that have already been earned by people at or above the FRA, future reform will likely further increase the FRA, effectively reducing the total value of the delayed retirement credits younger generations can accrue by waiting to take benefits until age 70. This is exactly what the 1983 change to the FRA for people born in or after 1960 effectively accomplishes, and further tinkering such as this is much more likely than an overhaul that would ruin the retirement plans of baby boomers. In the face of Social Security's long-term solvency crisis, experts are still primarily focused on helping people avoid losing money by collecting early, or what I've termed the $214,000 mistake. This is because collecting early is detrimental to so many retirees, and the specter of future tweaks to benefits is not nearly as threatening to their wallets as collecting benefits early. While people who are currently of or close to retirement age can probably avoid all uncertainty about Social Security's future by claiming early, we know for certain that claiming early can seriously jeopardize your financial future.